Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Emancipated Human Radio. This is Luis Fernando Mises with you again. Another week, another Friday, and I'm a few hours late. I had some issues that I had to deal with, so I apologize for the tardiness here. Today, actually, I had a bunch of notes and I wanted to talk about Bitcoin because it seems like a lot of people had some excellent feedback and they actually had a lot of questions about it. But I, you know, because of the situations that I've been dealing with lately, I figured that I would focus on interpersonal relationships and friendship and how can be virtuous or they can be dysfunctional. And so I don't have any notes this time around. I'm going to just wing it, shoot from the hip. And I mean, I guess, shit, half of the time I do my life like that and it ends up working all right. So I figured, why not? And I hope you like this. The main premise and the reason why I wanted to do this is, you know, my wife's chief complaint of me, I guess, is she thinks I'm a bit of an elitist, you know, when it comes to friendships. And actually, that's something that I hold very dearly to myself. And there is something to be said about, you know, being there for your friends. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't, because that's what friendship is about, to lift each other up, to help each other, you know, through thick and thin, sickness and health and all of that good stuff. Where I tend to create barriers or boundaries is whenever people are unable to reciprocate on that friendship. And a lot of times, you know, people tend to take on more than what they give, and most times they don't give and they just take. You know, a lot of people say that friendships are give and take. Actually, I kind of disagree. I think friendships are give and give. You don't take, you know, and the dynamic of that is, you know, can be minutiae, can be like very interestingly picky, if you will. But whenever somebody's always just, you know, asking, requesting, and just drawing resources, and you don't really necessarily see them asking about you or seeing how you are and how they can, you know, be part of your life to be able to uplift you, you know, then it's just a black hole of resources and energy. And I mean, this is kind of funny, an analog example, I would say. When you have a business and you put a lot of money into it, and if you just keep losing money, you know, that's not a business. Even the IRS, which I totally dislike, but they start seeing it as a hobby, so you cannot necessarily write it off anymore. So the same thing applies, I think, with relationships. Even, you know, if it's a friend or a family, and you know, I'm not a huge fan of Stefan Molyneux anymore, but, you know, the whole idea of defooing, you know, so when is it enough to do that? And I think it's really, everybody has different levels of how much they want to deal with things, and especially because, like, most of my work is, you know, helping people grow, and that I, whenever I'm home in my circle, I want to be able to be surrounded by people that give me as much as I give them. Maybe not as much if that's impossible, but, you know, the idea is that the intention is not just one that they want to come after your resources, that they just want to visit because they want to get in your fridge, because they want to obtain resources from you. So that's one of the things that I have no patience with. And this comes from also, like, the idea of death and dying. You know, recently I lost a really good friend of mine, a really close friend, 36 years old, super young. And this guy, you know, he was such a good influence, such a sunshine in my life. And you know, whenever that happens, you tend to, I guess, redefine where you want to spend your time. Like, my grandma died when I was 4, the other grandma when I was 6, my dad at 16. So, and I had a friend in 4th grade that passed as well. So, like, that had changed my perspective on how I want to spend my time and how much resources I want to give to a project before I deem it into a black hole. So the idea that I've seen people die in front of me, and you know, that reminds me that I'm not going to be here one day, and I don't want to necessarily just be wasting my time. So I'm curious to see also, once you know, you get to listen to this, and I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear your feedback, because I personally think that I'm that this is an actual resourceful thing to do, that you're not just enabling moochers and people that are not willing to help out. I think that there's something to be said about, like, people that don't have as much resources and you can help them, you know, certain friends, family members, and that's all right. But it's just the idea of entitlement that bothers me, and I have no desire to fuel into that or just give in to that. I am willing to help anyone, a lot of people, even people that I don't like. You know, one time my daughter was like, why did you give XYZ to this person if you don't even like them? I'm like, well, they needed help and they needed it. So I just, you know, it was in my radar. I got it and I helped. So it's not about not helping. It's just about that idea of harboring black holes into your life. And this also goes to, you know, marriages, relationships that are primary, you know, your sexual primary partner, life partner. It goes everywhere. So I think a lot of times we think that there is a project that we need to accomplish by helping all of these people and then we'll feel better. But at the end of the day, most times, you know, we end up kind of repenting from that, and we wish we had done better with our time. I'm curious to see what you think about that. So I'm not gonna go into much more detail than that. I just wanted to explain this, and a lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to quit and say no. You know, we always get bombarded with quitters never win, and you know, in sickness and in health and all of that. But the point of the matter is it really hurting you? Like, a lot of times just a simple separation or bringing awareness into the situation is all you need. Like, hey, you know, this is like really bothering me. We need to do something about it, you know? And it does not have to be presented with anger. It does not have to be presented with a big, you know, making a storm out of a fart, you know? It can be just simple reminders and asking questions. Now, if it's a recurrent thing, you know, we had some people in our house and, you know, little kids, and they just came to play, a couple little neighbors, and, you know, they wanted to use the trampoline and play with the Xbox. And I think my son said something, I was like, yeah, that's why I'm not friends with little Luis. I'm like, so you're not his friend? You claim not to be his friend? You're using our Xbox, you come to freaking mooch on our food, you come to jump in the trampoline, but you're not his friend. Please get the fuck out of my house. And, you know, like, after so many times and so much that you've given, and then they even say that, so you're like, Jesus Christ, you know, they have the nerve, the audacity to do this. So it's, my point is not to be negative and just to, you know, guard all your resources. But at the same time, like, we only have so much that we can give, especially time, you know? So what I'm trying to do is to perhaps bring some awareness to the limited amount of resources that we have, and how, especially, you know, our love, our affection, and how we can put it to better use to those people that are willing to grow. You know, I'm totally okay with giving until it hurts. And if that person is willing to take that and transform it and grow themselves, I'm all about growing people. I do that for work. I do that all the time. It's one of my passions. But there's a point when, you know, I think one of my clients, the CEO of a mechanical construction firm, he says, You know, there's a point where people, you just give them a lot of resources and they don't turn anything around, and you have to just say, love ya, but can't have ya. And, you know, that gave me some awareness too, to like thinking that whatever I was thinking about is not so foreign or not so crazy, that it is actually something that has business sense, because you're not just gonna continue to throw money at some problem and expecting it to be fixed, you know. We had a neighbor also that was just, you know, wailing on Facebook of why nobody ever helped her and whatever, but she would always just expect everything out of everyone, and she would not give anything back. And I mean, needless to say, she was also a big Bernie Sanders supporter, socialist, go figure, right? So I think that the idea of socialism is rooted in people's brains a lot of times, and you know, they're expecting something for nothing, and nobody can harvest happiness that they haven't worked. And that's something really important to think about. Doug Casey, one of my friends and mentors, he says there are three verbs that are the most important verbs in for human. And they are be, do, and have. And they go in that linear sense. Most people these days, they think that they want to just have, and they go first to that. But they forget about the be and the do, which are actually the most important ones. The very first one, when we are, the verb being, is whenever we grow ourselves, we read, we learn, we are able to understand a lot of things of how the world works, so we can then do and apply. And by doing and applying what we have become, what we have been, what we've learned, we are able to experience and bring a lot of value to people. When we're bringing a lot of value to people and ourselves, then we get to have things. And that's just a byproduct of being and doing. It's not just something that happens magically. And most times, you know, we don't really care as much about the having, because we're so happy with being and doing, that, you know, it's a wonderful byproduct. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I like having nice things, but it's not our first goal in life. In fact, if we try to reach this goal in life directly and first and foremost, we're gonna fail miserably. We're gonna not just not find it, but we're gonna become really sour, because in our quest, we're gonna get lost. So the focus that I would suggest to people is that they need to be, they need to grow themselves, they need to learn a lot, and then we need to do. Because, I mean, this is a three-dimensional reality where things get done by doing, not by merely thinking or wishing. So I hope you enjoyed this. My name is Luis Fernando Mises. This is Emancipator Radio. And I, again, like I said earlier, I would love to hear from you. I want to know what you think about this. If you like this, please subscribe and share with your friends. And I hope you have a fantastic Friday. Be well.